Hi, this is Kevin.
And this is Robert from the In Obscuria podcast.
And you are listening to the ever-winding gyre that is the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast.
And they are without a doubt our favorite Caucasians. I mean, Canadians.
True. Well, next to Getty, Neil, and Alex.
Rick, Gil, and Mike.
Oh, Danko Jones, Sebastian Bach.
Brian Vollmer. Oh, don't forget James LaBrie. Oh, and our favorite, Anne Murray.
John Michael Thor.
Yeah.
Alanis.
Gordy.
Burton Cummings. Yeah. Corey Hart.
Brian Adams. We forgot Brian Adams.
Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Lips. Randy Rampage. Eric Luzier. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You dicks! Hey.
Hello.
We're here.
Day two of work.
Oh God. So are they going to like hire you permanent, or like, have you talked to the Metal Lord yet? Or
I haven't had the opportunity. I hear he's backed up with meetings and rituals and all sorts of things for weeks and weeks. I don't know. I'll have to see. I might have something in the works. I was handling a pretty sizable sheet of aluminium just the other afternoon. and a guy at work, what was his name? I think his name was Jim or Tim, one of those names. He was saying, "Hey, you really handle that hard stuff pretty good." So I complained to HR as sexual harassment, and they might be hiring me as recompense for such a such acts. So
you got to work your angles, right? It's always important to work the angle.
You gotta be ready to jump at any opportunity. You know, someone says something dumb, and next thing you know, you got a job.
That's awesome. Well done.
We'll see if it happens. You know, it's HR is a lot of paperwork. So,
well, we'll replace that chair there. I know it's just a stack of wood there that you're sitting on right now, but you know, we can get you a chair. I think. I could probably get somebody to make one for you.
Yeah, that could work. Make it, make it out of metal. I mean, the chair kind of getting kind of used to it. You know, it's starting to fit all the contours. The wood is rotting in the right way.
Oh yes. So apparently it's going to be hot today. I don't know if you checked the forecast for today. Oh. It's going to be 15 degrees outside today.
Ooh.
Now, what that means in the shop, it's like 10 or 15 degrees hotter inside here because we're actually in a box. We're hot boxing, but not the traditional sense. We're actually literally cooking in here.
I look forward to it.
So I apologize for the Speedo, but trust me, better that than smelling me later.
Hey, you make it work. Have to stay in this office, though. That's not going to pass any safety standards, you know.
Safety standards? Oh, the last safety person that came into our plant never left the building.
Oh,
that's... The Metal Lord looked into it, man. Like, he just, you know. Okay. You know, I think they were looking for another virgin, and they found one, so.
Oh, wow. I was wondering what that weird stain was, but nobody would answer.
Well, they
kept asking.
Yeah, like we just use the what's that that hazardous stuff they put down, like it's like sawdust or whatever. We just put that on top there, and they just assumed it was a chemical spill. So,
oh, fair, okay. Well, yeah.
They didn't see the pentagram though. Like, you know, we just told them that was just like the lines, like to stack the product. So.
Metal Lord's quite a clever individual.
Yes, definitely quite a clever individual. So one of the guys on the floor, I guess we were going to get in trouble, but what ended up happening was he heard the music we were listening to, and I said I would take a bribe, so he didn't rat us out. So he actually gave me a USB.
Oh.
And there's a song on there. He kind of said, you know, you should play this and it'll pay for my silence.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So I'm not going to lie. It's probably crap, you know?
Okay.
I don't know, but are you okay with like listening to something that someone else brings into the office here?
Well, I mean, like I said earlier with the whole HR suit, you got to do what you got to do to stay afloat. So I will deter to your wise decisions.
And the guy's name is Peeping Tom, too. Like, I don't know where that came from.
That is pretty suspect, yeah. I'll have to ask him the next time I see him. Maybe he'll divulge.
I just hope he's not, like, naked outside our worker window here.
Well, if it's hot in here, I mean, right? Speedoing it up?
Yeah. Well, at least I'm wearing a Speedo. I'm trying to at least be, you know.
Semi-professional, right?
Yeah, PC, you know.
Yeah. Speedo and matching Crocs. It's business casual at that point.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, okay. Well, let me just see here. I'm gonna open this thing up here. Oh, okay, I got it. Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll put this thing on here. All right, let's check this out. It's some lady singer. It's probably opera or something, I'm sure.
Okay.
Are you familiar? You see the file here? Are you familiar with this at all?
I am not familiar with this, so it will be brand new to me as well.
I swear to God, if this is like another Beyonce thing, like someone else is going to get let go. And it won't
someone
be,
else.
I'm going to warn you now, it won't be me.
Uh-oh. That usually means it's going to be me. Okay, so what happens is a temp. Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm going to put it on here, and God, I hope this is okay.
Fingers crossed.
We'll be right back.
Wow.
That was unexpected.
I honestly thought we were going to get something a little lighter.
Kind of ready for some Beyonce. Is that the go-to we were expecting?
I was trying to find the hook, all the single ladies, all the single ladies.
Mm.
Did you hear it in there? I didn't really hear it in there.
No, I didn't hear it. I couldn't hear it over the pig noises.
I love that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So what'd you think overall?
It's pretty interesting. It's definitely, you could say not the normal thing to, you know, not the normal expected type of sound, but it's cool. I like it.
Yeah, symphonic. But it had a taste of like Norwegian metal or I don't know, like Burzum or bands like that, except they actually have production quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yesterday we started with Car Bomb. This is kind of, I guess we're starting every show incredibly fucking heavy.
It's not a bad way to start, of course.
Well, I'm awake for the day. I'm awake for the day now. It kind of dispelled some of that heat a little bit.
Yeah. Did kind of, yeah.
So what do you, so that's for Peeping Tom.
Thank you, Peeping Tom.
You know what? I think I'm going to listen to all this album now.
Yeah, might as well.
I'm not giving you your USB back. I'm going to keep it. What USB? I never got one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what do you want to bring to? Did anybody give you a USB full of music? Or
I unfortunately don't have the same rapport with people. People don't trust me with their USB sticks. As you saw from our last time we were playing, I had a bag of USB sticks, so that kind of sums up why people don't share with me anymore. But you know, it's a life I've learned to accept. But without their help, I still have plenty of I've had plenty of time to look up some you know, some different things, you could say. All right. Guess I should dig through this pile and pick one, eh?
Yeah, let me I'll give you the mouse here.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. All right.
Like, it's just like single click, dude. Like, I don't know what you're typing. Like,
we gotta don't mess with my methods, man. You know? This is some of these USBs are really old. You gotta wake them up with a keyboard a bit.
Like, you don't have to hit like 20,000 keys, dude. Like, just single click. Like, if you like click a whole bunch of times, you like might minimize something maybe, or like,
wait. Listen, just listen to this. Listen to this. I'm gonna do it one more time. It's worth it.
All right.
It's a satisfying.
This is like, what do they call those things that relax people, like annoying noises that you listen to for like ASMR or whatever?
Oh, yeah. ASMR or BDSM or one of those acronyms, yeah.
But close the door! Close the door! Jesus Christ. Like, people just walking in the office, they'll close the door. Close the door.
Here, I'll grab the door. There you go.
God damn it.
Oh, I didn't do a good job.
The fucking pile. Move the fucking pile.
Wow, this is a real drafty door. I have to jam a USB or two under there and hopefully it doesn't move.
Well, you got like 20 in your bag. You can use them as doorstops.
Yeah, and that's one bag.
Like, yeah, I just feel like we just did something like, I don't know. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Yeah. See you later, Martin. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Okay. See you later, dude.
That was Martin. That was, yeah, that was Martin. I think he works in voice, like doing voice stuff. Hmm. Yeah.
Pretty cool voice.
He's actually from, yeah, in New Brunswick there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't say. You don't say.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, interesting people here.
Yeah, there's kind of a couple of cool people here.
When they're not leaving the door open. Door stay closed. That's good.
Okay, good.
Just a test.
Just a test.
All right. Okay, so let me. No, it's hard. It's always hard. You know, if something's played, it's always hard to follow up with something, eh? It's always a lot of pressure.
No kidding. Like, how are you gonna one up this one? Or are you gonna?
I don't think
it?
I.
How are you gonna?
I
do?
Don't. I don't know if I can. If I'm gonna be able to one up it, I think I'm just going to have to just take it in a different, you know, take it in a different direction. That's the word that I had a hard time finding. Let me see this one. You know, I think I'm going to take this. Where was that last band from? Do you know? Do you happen to know?
New Jersey, it said.
From New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of info on those USB sticks. I'm telling you, technology.
Well, it's like the you know, when the band send the press kit, promo kit. He's got the promo kits too. I think he knows Lorna. I don't know who she is, but
Wow, that's
well, like it says here. Like, I don't see any Lorna in this band. I see Adam, Austin, Andrew. Wait a minute, what's this? A AAA band? Adam, Austin, and Andrew. Like, what the hell is that? That's kind of weird. I guess Will Ramos and Michael Yeager kind of feel out of place there.
Yeah.
Like, that is, well, like, where's your A? You're not bringing your A name to the A game, to the Lorna Shore game.
Yeah. Exactly.
You guys can't see what we're looking at, but they're all named with A's. Like, three of them are, and the other two guys aren't, so I guess they feel a little left out.
Yeah.
Right, Alex?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the call to be in the band. I can play a mean triangle.
No. You know, that old expression, need more cowbell? No, it's need more triangle.
Well, cowbells, that's level two. You got to learn, you got to master the triangle before you move on to the cowbell. That's a whole other thing.
Isn't it more complicated because you get three sides? Like the cowbell, you're just hitting the top. So I think triangle's a little bit more complex. So give yourself credit.
But the cowbell, you put the drumstick in the bottom, in the hole, and you just go to town. That's a whole other instrument right there.
That's
or so I'm told.
That can also be applied to many things, I guess.
What do you mean? I'm just kidding.
Oh my god!
Elaborate. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. If you'll let me pick the next song,
I'll give
you an option, one of two, because if it's kind of the lyrical content that it could be.
Okay.
Would you rather hear a song more about World War One, or a song that is vaguely? I'm going to say vaguely because I'm not sure how specific it gets, but vaguely relating to Spider-Man comics.
So World War One or Spider-Man comics?
Spider-Man comic books.
I'll take Spider-Man comics for 300, Alex.
It's today's daily double. Sorry, I yelled there. I got a little excited. Okay, so let's see. The band now, it's a newer band that I came across and put on this USB. I downloaded off LimeWire.
Nice.
The band is called Power Paladin. Yes, it sounds as it sounds. Let's see if it's available. There we go. And I think you could see the title of the track I'm referring to.
I want to hear this.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
It's something pretty new, but it's pretty interesting.
Okay, I already like this song. I don't even have to vote on whether I like it or not. Not that this is like The Voice or Metal Idol or anything, but yeah, let's go with this one. I think this is a good choice.
Sounds good.
We didn't even did we even say what the name of the song the last song was?
Well, I think if I'm correct, the song was called It was
sound like my Aunt Edith there singing metal.
They said it very clearly in the chorus multiple times. Yeah.
I think that was the end of the song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. This is okay. Well, this song is called Craven the Hunter by Power Paladin.
All right.
cool.
Oh yeah.
How did I not know that that existed?
Yeah, you never, you know, it's there's a lot of hidden secrets on these Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer. That sounds like that sounds like the future to me.
Yeah, you know, it's in the year of the current year we're in, you know, whatever that is, you know.
So you said you pulled that off of LimeWire?
Yeah.
You're using LimeWire still? I'm using Kazaa.
Well, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know.
So so I don't know why, but for some reason that song's kind of stuck in my head now. Is that on the new Spider-Man movie soundtrack? Like the new Kraven the Hunter film?
I mean, I like to think so.
I kind of feel like Kraven the Hunter now wearing my loincloth.
That is fair. It is fair. And you did pick the tiger striped Speedo, which was almost a perfect choice.
Well, the loincloth is on Tuesdays, so the Speedo is on Mondays.
That's fair.
This reminded me of, I don't know why, but like, I don't know if you here you can see the JPEG here.
Okay.
Hang on. I'll just bring the JPEG up here. There's the JPEG there. There you go. Do you see it there?
I do see it, yeah. And I appreciate your use of typing that I've just been doing. So
this picture here is actually done locally. These pictures are all done locally by the same artist. Collaboratively, the artist wrote the lyrics to this song, and this band called Amplified Emotions. They're from Winnipeg. I don't know if you ever heard of Winnipeg before. Oh wait,
I've heard it. Yeah. Oh yeah, I've heard of it a few times.
Yeah, I think it's that. I think it's like from Simpsons or something. Maybe.
Oops.
But anyway. So this is a local. This one's local.
Oh yeah.
The art's local, the music's local. It's a one-man band. He plays everything. And on this particular track, the artist wrote the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
So this is really, really good. I'm actually glad it's on this USB stick. So yeah, you ready to take a listen to this?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Pretty cool, eh? It's local.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. That's a good sound. I like that.
Yeah, all I actually there's this show I listen to. I don't know if you've heard of it or not. It's a podcast called Sean Geek and Fast Fret.
Welcome to the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast. Done.
Well done. Okay, we're gonna use that.
You know, I think I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, they did a whole episode about the song and the creation of it and stuff. So should go check out that podcast. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I think I will.
The host is a jerk, though. So, you know, just get past him. Yeah. And co-host is awesome, but the main host is a bit of a jerk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, steer clear of that. Bad news.
Bad news? Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Not to be confused with Bad News Brown.
And he don't want to get into the ring with Bad News Brown because he knows I show no mercy and I take no prisoners.
Or the Bad News Bears, for that matter.
Oh no, don't get confused with the Bad News Bears. That's how you get... That's how you get eaten.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. So what do you... What else you got?
Oh... You know what? Here, let me. I have to check if I brought it. There's one I've been meaning to show you, but I have to see if it's on my. If I've brought the right USB, it could be one of my special USBs. I keep them very hidden. I might not have brought them, but I have to. Just have to double check and see.
Right. Oh, who opened the door? I can't hear anything. Close the door.
Hey, we're working here.
Hi, ho.
He opened the door and he closed it and he opened it again.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
It's peeping Tom's just got to get his peepers.
That's peeping Tom. He heard the last song. Tom, out. Out.
Guys.
Be careful, though. I think he's going to try to plug his...
Keep your nuts stuff in your sack.
Oh, okay.
Out of here.
Yeah. Honey roasted or not, keep them out of here. I'm allergic.
Okay.
These aren't. he calls them leprechauns.
Yeah, leprechauns, yeah.
Because he calls his nuts pecans, because so he calls them leprechauns because he's Irish. Yeah. I don't know.
Tasty and salty.
Huh.
That was really bad.
I don't know what to say to that.
Okay,
I'll just sit here in silence for another 3 seconds.
Yeah, you can just sit.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, so let's see. I'll see if I can find it by the track. It might be easier. Let's see. Where did I put that keyboard?
Oh, it's sorry. Hang on.
It's easy to misplace things. It's a cluttered desk, man. I know I'm out of bounds, but it's pretty cluttered here, man. I know.
Oh, just, sorry, man. Like, I'm just working saying. Here. I'm working. You know.
I see it. I'm working here too. Jersey or Albuquerque, wherever.
It's in Albuquerque, isn't it? I think it is. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it could be. I have a band that I was recommended years ago. That was my friend recommended, and I was very happy he did. It's a band from the Far East, a band that's been playing a lot longer than I thought we're playing.
Oh, I wonder if I know what it is.
Do you have any guesses?
Loudness? Yoshiki? X?
No, none of those.
Oh, none of those? Okay.
None of those. But I have one that is, it's a band no less legendary. The band is called Anthem.
Anthem?
That's what they call themselves. They've been doing this since the 80s. I'm going to have to see if I have the file. I might have to filter it by artist might be the way to do it.
All right, let's do this.
Oh yeah, right there.
That looks right. Okay.
All right, let's see. Let's scroll down a bit. Let's see albums. Let's keep going.
Oh, wait. You want to go through the albums?
Yeah, I got to go through the albums just to make sure that they're.
You have a lot. You have a lot of them on your USB.
There it is. You see the one? It's called. The album is called Domestic Booty.
This one?
Yeah. Domestic see the JPEG? You like the art?
Okay, wait. When is this from?
I think this particular one is from. You know what? I can confirm it.
I'm just
wondering. No, that's when it's
the reissue.
Yeah, I think it's from like the 90s. I think 1992.
Wait a minute. Okay, I gotta. Okay, let's pull up the band bio in this.
All folder. Right, let's look up the band bio. Good thing this folder's got everything.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Anthem Band. All right. Japanese heavy metal band that was formed during the early 19. Holy shit!
They were formed at the height of it.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I had suggested Loudness. I thought maybe, but so they were around the same time as Loudness and Earthshaker.
Yeah, they are no less legendary than Loudness, I would say. I think a good song from the. The album would be there's a song called Venom Strike. I think it might be the first track, but I think it'd be I think you'll quite enjoy. I was very happy to be introduced to this band by my buddy.
Okay, I gotta hear this. This sounds good.
All right, here we go.
We'll be right back. like that.
Oh yeah, the guys are wicked. They even have I think there was a single out this came out this year. I was listening to and I was
this year.
Yeah, the guys they still play like the ones. I guess they've had a few change-ups, but they play for their age. They play like pretty serious.
Wow,
very talented.
This makes me want to play my favorite Japanese band.
Ooh.
It's not as metal as this, though. Nah, it's probably fine.
Nothing wrong with it.
Have you ever heard
there's, of Izo? Is it, am I pronouncing it right? Izo?
I think so.
I don't know if I've heard this. That's...
So easy or Izo or Ezio, however you want to call it. They used to be called Flatbacker, which is a term for someone, who lies on their back and
sleeps on the job.
Yeah, sleeps on the job. Yeah, let's go with that.
Oh yeah.
And then in the 80s. So this is preceding. I guess this is preceding because it wasn't the last band from the 90s.
That album was, I think, from the early 90s.
No, their early years are 81, 85 too. Holy shit! Okay, so they were in that entire time too. So this other band called Ezio, they were in and around the same time too, and Loudness. And in fact, the singer for Ezio eventually went on to sing for Loudness much later. Yeah, let's go with this one. I'm going to play the video too because I get the video saved because they had a really interesting look. So they went from being a bit of a punk band to being a bit more straight ahead metal.
Oh, cool.
I don't know. Check this out. And I'm just curious if you like this at all.
All right. I'm in. We'll be right back. Awesome. That was you know, there's just something about the 80s, the metal of the 80s, that's it's in a way, it's just so pure for what it is.
Yep. And even though this kind of gets lumped in with hair metal and stuff, I think this band had a lot more going for it than that. They weren't just like, I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts. To me, that wasn't hair metal. It was
cool. I mean, it's I'd listen to more of that to see what they're all about. It was a cool kind of heavy, kind of trudging. I like that, you know.
Yeah, like just solid, the bass and the drums, just that rhythm section, just it didn't fit in with hair metal, that's for sure. I think that's why this band never really made it very big, I don't think. At least on this side of the pond. But I think that might have been why, because there was, you know, it was a different sound, and these guys were a punk band that were discovered by, you know, quote unquote discovered by Gene Simmons, and he tried to take them on this side, and oh, you need kabuki makeup, okay, well, we got kabuki makeup now. You need to wear different clothes. Oh, okay, well, wear, like, he tried to change them a bit, but
yeah.
But Flatbacker was the original name, and I really strongly suggest you go check out some Flatbacker.
Nice, I will.
It's better than this. Like, I like this because this is nostalgia for me, but the Flatbacker stuff, like, and there's lots of live stuff online now too, worth checking out. It's pretty hardcore. And that vocalist, like, I don't know, like gargling with razor blades or what he does to achieve that sound. But I love his voice.
Yeah. He's got a good voice. That's awesome. It's pretty cool. Yeah. I'd listen to that more. I could see myself just like
the Anthem guy. Like, the Anthem guy had a great set of pipes, a unique sound, but a good set of pipes too. Like, I don't know.
As they aged, or I think they might've, I'm trying to remember if it's the same singer, but, friend of mine, he would always refer to the singer as like Japanese Dio, because there was like a later music video, he showed me, that one of the first songs he showed me, that was them, like, it was just a video for their track, and it was them just in the studio, but the guy just had the look, and like the style was just very Dio like which was, for us, we loved, because that's just a can't get enough Dio.
I like Dio. He's for me, there was a lot of commercial metal in the 80s, mm-hmm. right? And I always felt he was on the edge of commercial. He was still cool. Like, he didn't, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever listen to him with Rainbow?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I still go back to Rainbow. It's just those three albums with him are like...
Yeah, those are...
They're just like perfect.
No, those are definitely really good. Dio is a otherworldly animal.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I agree. The metal god.
The metal god. I mean, this makes me want to play his something else from Dio that I don't know. No, but you're picking the song here, so.
All right. I'll pick one, and then you'll have free reign. How about that? Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to give you another choice, because the song I wanted to play was the one that I originally gave you the option for, the one about World War One. But there's that, or there's a song I found. It's a pretty heavy 80s vibe, kind of a hair metal vibe. So I'll let you pick again. I'm gonna
Okay, just open up the folder there.
Yeah, and when you're done typing, you want to just reach down and grab me a soda pop from the fridge there.
Oh shit! Yeah. Okay. Hang on. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm drinking by myself here. That's not really fair.
Yeah. I'm starting to notice this. What is this, like 29, 30 degrees in here? Whew.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. Okay, hang on. I'll open the fridge for you here. Here, grab a cold one here.
All right, here we go. What do we got here? Pepsi Max. It'll have to do.
No. Put the whiskey in there, man.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Make yourself a Lemmy.
Okay, I'll make myself a Lemmy. Let me just open the Coke there. Perfect.
Nice.
All right. There we go. All right. So, all
right. What do you got here? Like,
you know, we started in the east. We're gonna go westward.
We didn't start in the east. We started in New Jersey. Well, I guess that is the east from here.
And yeah, exactly. We went through the continent. We crossed the Pacific to Japan, and now we're continuing westward. Cross Asia into Europe. We're gonna land on Sweden. Have you ever heard of a band? You might have heard of them. They're actually pretty well known now, I think. Sabaton.
I've heard of them? I have not heard them.
Okay.
Exciting here.
So they love to sing about war and history. There's a lot of World War I and II, a lot of European history. But they are just, in a way, they're not the most heavy band, you can say, but there's just something about them that they're just, there's something epic about them.
I have a question here. Looking at this picture here, these five very, they don't look Swedish. They look Nordic, like Norway, like kind of Viking.
I mean, you know, Sweden would have some of that influence. They're right next door to.
Well, what's this guy smiling about? Everyone else seems unimpressed.
I think he probably farted.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So I think if we go to the album,
how do you pronounce it? Sabaton.
I think Sabaton. You have to say
I already know what the next song is going to be based on listening to this. So okay. I've already picked my next track after this. So we'll jump right into the next one. Okay. Sure. So you're going to let me pick a song?
I'm gonna pick a song. If you go to the albums, if you want to keep scrolling, the one called The Great War to the right. No, not that one. That one's there's a history version, which apparently is an album over the music has a narrator talking about the actual history because these guys.
So we have the symphonic version.
So if you go scroll again. Back there should be
this one.
No, keep scrolling.
Here we go.
Yeah, it should be The Great War, just The Great War. That's all it'll be. Yeah.
Oh my god, they got a soundtrack of this Great War.
Yeah, well,
what the fuck is shit?
I think the soundtrack version is just like it's kind of they've taken out the lyrics, and they've just got the like kind of like a more symphonic sound to the actual instrumental part of it. So if you go to that one, it's also a great album. A lot of good tracks. I think we'll go to the Red Baron is the one where the Red Baron is the one we're wanting.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's go.
All right.
Where the legend will arise. Well, it is the thrill of the kill, for even the days are done with engines burning. Embrace the flame, red squadron leader. Call out this name, Protector Flieger.
Like to do their songs about war, but I guess they're just big Snoopy fans, you know.
Well, it really felt like almost like a Irish shanty, like sort of like there was a. I would never have thought this was Swedish. It felt very Irish, if anything.
Yeah, they've got this.
Like, there's that swing.
Yeah, there's a bit of a swing to there. Like, their songs are catchy and they're just kind of epic. It's, I don't know, it's just a combination I didn't expect when I first heard it. It was, I don't know, it's an easily a go-to of mine.
So I've got this thing on my Windows 95 here. I'll share this with you.
Microsoft Paint.
I can only get Windows 95 at the office here, unfortunately. So it listed the 15 best metal bands from Sweden.
Okay.
And I don't know how accurate this is.
Okay,
but let's take a look here. So I don't know if you recognize any of these names.
I know Candlemass.
You know Candlemass. Meshuga.
I've heard of Meshuga.
Yeah,
I've heard of Mon Amarth.
Bathory,
yeah.
In Flames. We've
In Flames.
At the Gates. Europe.
Europe. Oh yeah. How is that not number one? As a list, it's a final countdown. Well, it's clearly the end of the countdown.
Yeah, that's right. Opeth?
Opeth, yeah. Familiar with Opeth. Yeah, I listened to a good amount of Ghost.
Catatonia. Sabaton are on the list. How about that?
There we go.
Dark Funeral. Evergrey. Wotan. Entombed.
Oh, I've heard Entombed, yeah. Entombed is...
I didn't realize all these were Swedish. Like, shit, that's pretty cool. Like, do you think they have a metal factory in Sweden?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
All right. Based on what we heard, I kind of, in all this talk about Dio, I want to play something in the same vein. You might know this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know this one.
Are you familiar with this one? It just kind of feels a fitting. I don't know how long we've been working here. The boss hasn't even come by, so I kind of want to play this one. Do you want to end on this one? Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Is that a good way to end this? We'll end it with the video if we can here.
Yeah, sure.
Have you seen the video for this?
I've never seen the video.
Oh, no. My God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I have not seen the video for this.
Okay, so there was an episode of that Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast I was telling you about. They had an episode where they talked about how to be a great metal vocalist. Does it matter if you're pretty or if you're portly?
Ooh.
And they basically voted on all the best portly singers versus all the best looking singers and try to determine who are the best singers.
What puts the heavy in metal? During the hair metal days of the craze, the pretty boys, the skinny boys, the boys that looked like girls dominated album sales. But for every pretty boy, there were real men rocking out and getting respect the old-fashioned way by bringing it.
Hmm.
So where do you think the singer's going to fall?
I'm going with portly.
Yep. Yep. I don't know. Pretty singers, I could do without. I mean, how great does Vince Neil sound? Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's end on this note. I think the Metal Lord would approve of this one.
Yeah, I think so too.
In fact, I'm going to make a statement here. You haven't met the Metal Lord yet, but I think he's actually in this video.
Ah!
There you be.
Oh yeah. Some good stuff.
Look at that guy. He kind of he looks familiar.
He does. He does have. I've seen those. I've seen that tan before.
It's the tan from the arc welder.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Any lesser beings would have been melted away. Nope. That's what you call it, real tan. It's not going anywhere.
So I'm gonna throw some stuff at you.
Oh. Hope it's not metal.
The vocalist of that piece, John Olivia, I think that is his name, I believe. Excuse me. A little bit too much whiskey here. John Oliva, I think is his name. He's the vocalist in Savatage. Do you know who that guy is?
The vocalist?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I can't say I do.
Are you familiar with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
I mean, I've heard some songs of theirs, yeah. See,
that's the same guy.
Oh.
He went on to form the Trans-Siberian Orchestra from here. And obviously he got a lot more success with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That is, yeah, they're pretty successful.
We were just listening to it at Christmas time. We were driving out with the kids, and they played some Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Actually, at my daughter's Christmas concert, they did a bit with a Trans-Siberian Orchestra bit in their Christmas concert. I'm like, holy shit, that's Savatage. First thing I said, that's Savatage.
That's awesome.
It's like, for me as a metalhead, I'm like, that's Savatage. My daughter's doing Savatage. I'm excited.
That's called being a proud father.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And I was going to show her this video for Hall of the Mountain King, but I don't know.
One day.
One day. But anyway, it's end of shift right now. We've been listening to music all day here. We've listened to quite a few albums today.
Nice.
And, that was pretty fun. That was pretty fun.
Yeah. That was fun.
I'll go talk to the Metal Lord. I'll see about getting you instated as a not temp.
Sweet.
Like, what's a not temp called?
I think it's called a perm.
A perm.
Like a permanent.
I don't think you need to curl your hair for it, though. I think you're okay the way you look.
Oh, thank God.
Because I can't handle the perm smell in here, dude. Like, don't dry, okay?
My hair's curling from the heat already, so that's a good 10-4. I won't have to curl my hair if I get the job.
I don't know. I guess we could possibly do. Do you got another song in the can? Ready?
I got something to. Something, and you want it to be something to lead us out on, huh?
Yeah, like, do you want to blow the doors out, or do you want to follow the same theme? Like, what are you thinking here? What are you thinking?
I think I have one you might find cool if it's kind of related to one of the other ones I did. You ever heard of Power Glove?
Oh yeah, I have.
I was thinking about a good way to end up be some Power Glove X-Men.
Oh. All right, let's pull it up here. Power Glove. Yeah, you know what? I for some reason I knew you knew who Power Glove was. I'm not surprised you brought it in here. Okay, let's we'll end on this, and I'll talk to the boss. You should come back tomorrow for work.
Okay, I'll show up anyway. I got nothing else going on.
Okay, sounds good. I'll try to make sure they pay you.
Oh, well, I mean, that's...
What's that, Alex?
I hope they pay me.
Yeah, I think we can pay you.
I mean, I'm having fun, but, pay is good, too.
All right, here we go. Was really good. I hadn't heard that before actually.
Did you ever watch the cartoon from the 90s?
Yeah,
there you go. It's like, this is like the ultimate version now.
Oh wait, oh shit, someone's sitting on my 10 speed. Holy fuck,
go get him.
Fans of the Sean Geek Podcast, this is the Corey Geek talking at you. Did you know that the Sean Geek Podcast has merch available? That's right. Head on over to SeanBeginnity.ca and click the merch link at the top of the page. You'll be taken to the Sean Geek Podcast store on TeePublic, where you can find the Sean Geek Podcast logo on t-shirts, totes, masks, and more. And best of all, a portion of the sales goes to help support the podcast and allow Sean and Todd to keep bringing great content your way. Once again, go to SeanBeginnity.ca and click the merch link at the top of the page. While you're there, don't forget to download the latest episode.